100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday.
Good morning.
How are you today, Ari?
I feel like I'm half here, half not, but I feel like I'm just flying out the window. My brain's going a million miles an hour.
Well, you know what? That is interesting.
Hey, look, it's coming to the pointy end of the year. Usually it would slow down. I think I'm speeding up.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a lot going on?
Yeah, but I have to have a lot of energy to finish all the tasks
that I need to do before the end
of the year, right?
There's so many.
Right, yeah.
As you tick one thing off, you add three more to your list.
Exactly.
You go, well, that's not going to end sustainably, is it?
Well, no, but fun while you're doing it, because it is festive.
Totally. Hey, wild what's going on in Syria, right?
So I don't know anything about what's happening around the world.
Okay, sure. So this basically Assad, his family, has been in charge of the place for 50 years.
Wow.
Now, the rebels taking over, but loose term, because... they got like links to Al Qaeda, basically.
Oh, jeez.
So, it's gone from a not great situation to another not great situation.
Just more
possibly worse.
Okay, that's
but unknown. Basically.
So it's not like the Hunger Games, right? Where like at the end of it, like the rebels attack the capital.
No, well, yeah, and they're using the branding of rebels.
Ah.
They're like a labelled, they're actually like a terrorist group classification by the US.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how it's going to go. The Syrians have had a really rough go for a long time, and this is not like going to improve things quickly. Let's just say that.
So watch this space type situation.
Totally, totally. Mm. Fascinating, you know, that history is happening in front of our eyes.
Yes, so pay attention, basically.
Yeah, definitely.
100% locally made.
Live across Newcastle.
This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, some would call this the event of the year that was held on Saturday, right?
What
2024
is it?
Mallet Fest Grand Final.
Oh, yeah, out at Curry, was it?
In the Hepburn Mosport Park in the Hunter Valley. Oof, so, yeah, kind of near Curry Way, I guess. But, yeah, very interesting type of event. You know, it brings out the most interesting people amongst our hunter society.
Yeah, with mullets, that's the best haircut you can get, isn't it?
Oh, God, don't even get me started. But it was quite interesting. Of course, you had a bunch of different category winners.
Yeah.
So it's not just one overarching kind of... I guess, category event type of style of thing. So you've got 0 to 3 years old winners, the 4 to 7 age group, 8 to 10, 11 to 13, 14 to 17. Pretty cool. I think I recognise some names, actually.
Interesting. Now, what place did your boyfriend get?
My Will would never have a mullet.
Why not?
He wouldn't suit it and he knows it.
He wouldn't suit it?
Some
or you wouldn't enjoy
it? Some people actually suit it, but he doesn't and I would not. Look, if his hair is getting it to be as long as mine, I can't be having that.
Why not?
I'm braiding his hair.
No,
if I want to braid someone's hair, I'll like date my best friend, which is a girl.
He wouldn't be asking for it. He just wants his flowing mullet flowing in the breeze.
His hair is too beautiful.
Okay.
As it is. Yeah, anyway. But then you had, now get some of these other categories, right? This is just for the adults. You have the grubby category.
Yeah, nice.
The extreme, the everyday, international, vintage, which means an over 50s winner, rookie, and ranger, and then family mullets. So they even have like a family category.
Yeah, of course, because there's so many good mullets out there. Who wouldn't want all of these?
It's the style of the year, I'll give them that.
It certainly is. Look at every football player ever is wearing one at the moment.
Ooh.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Okay, so imagine this. You go on holiday to Thailand. Absolutely beautiful, right?
God, that'd be lovely.
A couple of cocktails by the pool, trip to Koh Samui.
Yes, please.
All that good stuff. Mm. Now, this bloke from China, he's on holiday in Thailand, living his best life, couple of knockoff T-shirts at the local market.
Right.
A Chang beer and a relax by the beach. He decides to go on one of his days on holiday for a bit of a walk. He thought, I want to commune with nature a little bit here.
Okay.
Goes for a walk in the forest. He heard, this bit looks good or something. And falls down an old well, 12 metres down.
Oh, my God.
So a big fall. Luckily, he survives the fall.
How? hell.
Now, though, well, I don't know, grabbed on the side on the way down, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Water broke his fall at the bottom, possibly as well.
Okay, all
right. Being a well. Mm-hmm. He was, anyway, he's down this well. He goes, oh, what am I going to do now? Tries to climb out, no good. So he goes, look, I guess my only chance here of being found is to yell for help. Mm-hmm. And he starts doing that and he goes, oh, I'm going to have to conserve my energy. It's pretty quiet part of the woods here. So he starts yelling strategically once every hour.
Okay.
Only problem is the local villagers, they hear something, you know, down a well or whatever it is. They go, oh, it's probably local spirits and ghosts.
Local spirits.
Right?
They're coming to haunt us, kids.
So exactly. So they're like, oh, stay away from the old well. It's full of ghosts at the moment.
Oh, for goodness.
Right? He's down there for 3 days.
Casper and his buddies are coming to get us.
Clearly. Exactly. Eventually, someone goes, you know what? That shouting's been gone for ages and during the day, and ghosts don't live during the day.
What do they call it? Ghostbusters?
Exactly. So they like, oh, we better go have a look. Turns out there's a bloke down there. They got him out. He survived. Unreal, right?
Wouldn't you feel bad if you were the person in the village spreading the rumours like, it's just a ghost.
Don't worry about it. Don't go near the old well. It's full of ghosts. The other funny element, or not funny element to it, but the other element to it, because he was only speaking in like Mandarin, I guess, because he's from China, the locals couldn't understand it, so they thought it might be a wizard uttering spells.
Oh, for God's sake. Are these people okay?
Well, that's they're obviously, question. You know, very superstitious in that part of the world.
Been watching too much Netflix.
I think they have. Luckily, they got this guy out alive. He was like, you know, not too well, but he's all good. All's well that ends well.
Ends in a well.
UFM. De Novos.
There's this woman called Bryn Schuller. Now, I think she deserves an award for, like, extensive creativity over a number of years.
Sure.
Of course, it's Christmas time. We're getting into that festive season, that spirit. So you would have noticed that people are starting to send Christmas cards around, right?
Of course, yeah. I've gotten a few, one or two in the mail.
Yes.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
You put them up in one spot. You're like, look at all those.
You hang them up and whatever. That's what we do. Well, I mean, they're a bit of a thing of the past now, but this woman is continuing her little tradition. So every year, Bryn actually creates funny little holiday cards with a, in quotations, fake family. She dresses up, so just her on her own. She dresses up and plays all the characters herself of what a family would typically entail. So mum and dad, the two kids, the whatever.
So is she doing like... Is she photoshopping herself but in different outfits or something?
Yeah, different positions, different character plots. Yeah. And just kind of putting them all together in like this one area. Well, this idea started when Bryn found a costume chest hair pack, then put together her first card, a 90s-style photo shoot. Bryn has since created over 40 photos of her made-up family, including 10 Christmas cards, such as them skiing, fishing, and also matching pajamas. This is so cool. But this year, she's taken her, in quotations, family to... another level, okay, going international, picturing them on holiday in Japan. So basically she's flown overseas.
With a bag of costumes.
Yeah, that's exactly. So and good. Wigs. Don't forget the wigs and the chest hair. And then, just taking a lot of different photos from a distance and then, just photoshopping herself with all the big monuments in Japan for a Christmas card.
Oh, that's so fun.
I think it's fantastic.
It's so quirky and weird. It's very entertaining.
It is something I would do, and I'm considering it very heavily right now.
Please keep me on the list. I want one for next year.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
I think it was Friday night. Yeah, I had my cousin and family visit for dinner. It was lovely.
Beautiful.
But in a rush to get ready, like I had a shower. Yeah, quick, get ready. Yeah.
Yeah, duck in and duck out. Yeah.
All that stuff. I threw my shorts in the washing basket.
Mm-hmm.
In there was my wallet.
No.
It went into the washing machine.
No.
So annoying.
God. So what happened? Is everything okay?
Well, it's still like I'll get some coins out of the little purse and they're wet. Still. Oh, it's pretty dry now, I think.
Mm.
I keep opening it and like trying to leave it near the aircon or whatever. Oh, such a nightmare though.
There you go.
And, you know, whose responsibility is it? Obviously the person doing the washing.
Oh!
It was Emmy's fault. I blame her.
It's not Emmy's fault. She's still got baby brain, probably.
Yeah, whatever you want to blame, it's her fault.
Your shorts?
Yeah. Oh, damn it.
Wait, okay, so how's your card situation going? Everything's still...
You know what? They sort of survived. Okay. Everything's working at this point. One of my cards is a little delaminating, though, which is... That's probably more my fault for, like, you know, putting it in and out, not, like, taking care of it.
Yeah, maybe but just get a new one.
There's nothing worse than, like, oh, wallet's gone through the wash.
And you feel really defeated on the
inside. You feel defeated, exactly.
Oh,
anyway.
God, you poor thing.
First world problems, eh?
Yeah, but it's still stressful. I totally get it.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A few showers about today. Tops of 24. Are you waking up with the Novos here at UFM?
Coming up next, I'm going to be talking about the greatest invention ever to hit Italian civilizational streets, I guess.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense, but you know what I'm saying. Okay, now, though, we move over to America. Or at least the president. That's only got like a couple of weeks left in office before Trumpy takes over.
Sure.
But this is US President Joe Biden. He's been caught being a sleepy boy in an important meeting, okay? Here's the details. He's been caught seemingly falling asleep during an important meeting with African leaders whilst on a three-day trip to the continent.
Oof.
So he was visiting Angola on his first bilateral trip to Africa, which has come just under, you know, 2 months before leaving the White House.
White
House before Trump comes in.
Yeah.
So basically, he was meeting with representatives from Tanzania, Zambia, and also the Congo when it looked like he was starting to drift off in his seat. So, you know, he's got like the little card in front of him that goes United States of America. So, like, the person that is behind the placard is like, you know, where they're from, what they're representing,
sure,
or whatever.
Of course.
So he's kind of like leant over a little bit. There's footage of him. That's why I'm describing it.
He's leaning
over
a bit. Yeah.
He's all relaxed in his little chair.
Sure.
He's got his head in his like left hand, and then he starts like kind of moving his fingers over his eyes and whatever.
Stay awake, Joe. Come on, you got this.
That's right. And then he starts falling asleep. You know, the head goes and they're like, oh my God, he is definitely a sleepy boy.
I can sympathize.
Really?
Yeah, I've been in meetings where it's so boring. You're just like, oh, this'll do me.
So have I, but he's meeting with the leaders of the countries of Africa to discuss humanitarian rights.
You know, they're probably boring him with the yap, 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 all that sort of stuff. Oh, give us some more money or whatever.
Well, honestly, like, social media started blowing up. Comments started rolling in. People saying, hey, this is our, like, leader. What the heck is he doing? Other people are saying, who puts an 82-year-old on a plane for a three-day trip to Africa? That is so dumb. And I'm like, that too.
That is also true. I mean, think about it. Yeah, if you think about it that way, he's too old to be doing all that.
I know.
He should be relaxing by this point in his life.
Also, he's got a couple of weeks left in office.
What do you think he's going to achieve? What are they doing?
So he's just like, I pledge $1 billion to help with this. Where are you getting that from?
Yeah, exactly.
You have no rights anymore.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
I have definite proof that Italy is probably the best country in the world.
Oh, it's definitely right up there. Mm. Lovely, lovely part of the world. And just so beautiful as well. Your heritage too, right?
It is, yes. My everyone from my father's side, basically, is from a little region in the L'Aquila province over there. That's where we come from.
Descended from gladiators.
Well, allegedly.
And winemakers.
I found out the other day, actually, just as a quick side note, apparently someone on my dad's side of the family might be the mayor of Bargiano.
Oh, how good. Why?
And I didn't even know.
Can you go stay in their mansion or something?
This is a humble farming town, so there are no mansions, whatever. But this story, I moved to the area of wine. So obviously the Italians do the best wine in the world, of course.
They love it. They certainly do. I mean, maybe the Hunter Valley's better, but
yeah, well,
it's good wine there. A lot of good wine, and it's cheap as well.
That's
like
right.
A few euros, and you got yourself a bottle.
Well, so much so that the area of Abruzzo, which is kind of like southwest-ish of the country, of the boot, they opened a couple of years ago, and I only just found out this on the weekend, that a local vineyard called Dora Sarcise, or something like that, installed a fountain that pours out red wine instead of water. So can you just picture, like, little spouts just outside of the, like, of a wall, and then you have free-flowing red wine, and you just bring a cup to it, and it's all for free. You can take as much as you want.
Oh, my God.
And it's been like that for a couple of years.
Is this like a... am I living in a dream right now?
you might as well be.
Again? I want to go there on holiday. I think I might enjoy it, and I'm not sure why.
Well, this vineyard hoped that it would become a place of meeting of pilgrims and wine lovers alike, but not for a place of, you know, the drunks and the louts.
That's right. I'm a wine lover, and I'm not a lout. Let me in.
So basically, it's like they're saying,
I want to come in, please.
Well, it's outside, so it's a free-for-all, but they want to say, hey, this is, like, from us to you. This is our gift to you. Please meet together and enjoy this wine together. Just don't be stupid about it.
Now, so many times I say you should go to Italy.
Yeah.
Surely this is the straw that breaks the camel's back and you buy a ticket.
I'm definitely going to Abruzzo, but it kind of reminds me of, you know, the 7-Eleven bucket deals. So once a year, you know how people used to take, like, big buckets from Bunnings and you got, like, as much slushy as you want?
A lot more sophisticated than that.
Yeah, I'm bringing a suitcase full.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, Ari, on Friday, you revealed something on the show that just blew me away. Because, let's just play it back and have a listen, shall we?
I honestly thought, now guys, don't come for me, okay? I honestly thought the baby carrots were grown and they're served as is. I didn't know that they were shaved down regular carrots. Like, who knew that?
What do you think they were doing, like, going around to all the
baby carrot farms?
The preschools of carrots? They're like,
yes!
You come with us, you're off to the baby carrot packaging facility.
They taste different.
Hey, sometimes you just learn a fact later in life, and that's okay. But that is a cool fact, right? Not everyone would know that for sure. You wouldn't be the only one.
I said this, you know. And then as soon as you brought it up, I was like, oh no, what have I done?
But this is what I wanted to do here. 4967-4105. Do you have a cool, unexpected, interesting fact that you can share with us?
Ooh, fact finders we are this morning.
Yeah, that's it. So I've got a couple just to, you know, get the ball rolling, if you will.
Go for it.
Do you know what petrichor is?
Never heard of it.
That's the smell when you smell like rain is happening. Like, we know the rain hits the earth. There's that smell, right?
Yeah, very distinct.
So the smell of, like, the human's ability to smell that is greater than a shark's ability to smell blood in the water.
No.
Like,
really?
We're so good at smelling it.
Yeah.
And they reckon it might be because so that we could detect rain and get back to the caves in time back in the day.
I thought it was, you know, you can grow more crops.
That could be that as well. It's not really known. Here's another one for you. The word laser stands for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
What?
It stands for all that. That's laser.
I thought it was just a random word. Didn't actually have
it
meaning.
It is not. There you go. Wow. We're learning, right? How about this one? The patent for the fire hydrant was actually lost in a fire.
Oh, wait. I did know that. I heard that one last week.
There you go.
Yes.
Here's another one. Since most people are right-handed, in World War II, the Germans trained to eat with their left hand so that finding spies from other countries would be easier to spot. Look at that. He's eating with his right hand.
Wow.
Probably a spy, even though his German accent's really, really good. See?
Nein.
Yeah.
Schnitzel.
Well, they probably did a little more training than that, is what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, please, continue. If you've got more gear. So this is what we're after here.
Niederhausen. Stop now.
If you've got more German words, I'm into it, right? So this is what we're after. Your interesting facts.
Yes.
If you got one more? No.
No
more.
No, I'm stopping. I'm stopping.
Interesting facts, whatever they are. So if you find a four-leaf clover, there's a good chance you'll find more nearby.
Ooh.
All right, here's one more. A turtle's shell is actually part of its skeleton.
Ah, okay, yeah. That's a little bit creepy,
so
isn't it?
So skeleton inside and outside.
Double skelly.
That's it. In Tanilba Bay, Drew, what is your fact?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, so an interesting one is I'm not sure of all the different types of breeds.
Yeah.
But with fish, I'm going to go down the fish line.
Yeah.
There's a few breeds. I'm 99% sure they're not born with a sex.
Yeah,
but they're all born male.
Oh. Yep. Yeah.
And what happens is, and depending on the quantity of gender versus gender, they'll actually change to a female to be able to bring up the breeding capacity.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I've absolutely heard that. That is so true.
This is fascinating. That blows my mind.
Isn't that incredible, right?
Cool. All right. Let's go to our next caller for this morning.
Yeah.
We've got Colby in Singleton. Good morning. What's your weird fact?
So it would take 19 minutes from the North Pole to fall to the Earth's core.
Oh. It's kind of like journey to the center of the Earth.
What's the if on it?
If the Earth just wasn't there, it would take 19 minutes to fall from the North Pole to the Earth's core.
So strange.
Isn't that extraordinary? Because it feels a lot further away, but I guess at terminal velocity, 19 minutes, you do fall a long way, isn't it?
Santa, be careful.
Well, certainly. Let's go to Ellalong with Emma. What's your fact?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
My fact is a little weird, but wombat poop is cube-shaped.
Oh, I have heard this.
Really?
Yeah,
now that,
yeah.
That is so interesting. I mean, does that also mean where it exits is also square?
I don't think so.
Well, because I found this out at a trivia night one time and I had to research it, you know.
Well, as you do, yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently their intestines are uniquely shaped so that the construction pattern moulds their poop to cubes.
Wow.
This is interesting.
Isn't that absolutely fascinating? I think that might be my favourite one.
Yeah, me too.
Look at that. You've just made some bush dice, have you? Is that what they are?
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest.
All right, this is how this game works. If you want to win this morning, this is an awesome chance. So, I give you three items from shops around our area, and you just need to put them in order from cheapest, middle, most expensive.
Super simple.
Now, where have I been shopping, you might be asking?
Tell us.
Good question. Shop number one, Pet Barn at Islington.
Nice.
That's the new shop there. Mm-hmm. Shop number two, Casey's Toys at Maitland.
Okay.
And shop number three, Harris Farm Markets at Cooks Hill.
Okay, this is quite the spread.
Yeah, so these are the three shops. Now, remember, three things in order. Cheapest, middle, most expensive. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, shall we?
Yeah, let's go to Debbie in Raymond Terrace. Good morning, happy Monday.
Good morning and happy Monday to you.
Thank you. What you up to today? You going to work? You staying home? What you doing?
I've got the day off. I'm back to work tomorrow.
Oh, that's all right. Hey, day off's good.
Yeah.
All right, so you know how the game works?
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet. Okay, three items. Here we go. First item for you is the Augusta Panettone Classico 1 kilo box from Harris Farm Markets.
That's a Panettone.
Yeah,
okay.
1 kilo. Big one, right?
Okay.
Okay, item number two. From Casey's Toys. Oh, so, yeah, that was from Harris Farm at Cooks Hill.
Yep.
From Casey's Toys at Maitland, the Lego Star Wars TIE Fighter and X-Wing mashup.
Ooh.
Now, this is, it's 1,063 pieces.
Okay, all right, yep.
All right, item number three is the Kong puppy toy in pink. And that comes from Pet Barn at Islington. That's the new store that's opened up there fairly recently. Mm-hmm. All right, so just to review, you've got the Panettone, 1 kilo. Looks nice in a lovely blue box.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the Star Wars X-Wing and TIE Fighter mashup, and you've got the Kong puppy toy. What do you reckon is the cheapest there, Deb?
What's Panettone?
It's like an Italian-style cake. Basically.
Sort of a bready cake thing. You often got sultanas in it.
Yes, it's usually with fruits.
Yep. Okay, all right. Oh.
What do you reckon's the cheapest there? I will need to push you for an answer this week. You got a day off, but I'm working.
I gave the Panettone, the dog toy, and then the Lego.
That was quick.
That's actually what I had too.
All right, let's crack in, shall we? The Augusta Panettone Classico box, 1 kilo, comes in at $39.99.
Ooh.
Okay, then you had the Kong puppy toy as second. That comes in at $15.99. Oh, no, Debbie. Sorry, you haven't won this one.
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Tatler magazine is like this sort of fancy magazine for fancy people over in England, right? And they always have these ridiculous articles like what the royals are up to or, you know, which Range Rover to buy this year, all that sort of stuff.
Perfect for kind of like a poshy English countryside living manner.
Yeah, or people that want to be posh.
Yeah, on their coffee table.
They think, if I buy a copy of this magazine, it's going to make me look good. Just as an example, right, this is their, like, top topics that they have in the magazine.
Okay.
Style, beauty. Number three is royals. Oh, number four, travel. And then schools, like what private schools to send your kids to. All this sort of stuff, right?
Oxford University.
That kind of thing. Yeah. Do you have a plum in my mouth? All that sort of thing, right? Silver spoons, all that stuff. They've released what they say is the things that makes your Christmas posh, like a bit fancy.
Just a quick side note. Do you reckon you could do this story in a posh accent?
Oh, I don't know. Possibly a little bit. No, I'm not, I've got a terrible posh accent. It's not going to happen,
right?
So, some of the things they've said, when you're decorating your Christmas tree, which needs to be a real tree, they recommend a fir tree. So, even go down, drill down to the species.
Oh, please.
I don't know if we can even get those in Australia. They said white and gold decorations only, and they should all be glass.
That is so bland.
Isn't that boring?
Where's your sense of spirit?
Have a bit of fun. Have a bit of colour on there.
Get tacky.
That's it. Then they said the wreath that's on your front door should be of either ivy or holly, hand-twisted. It also should have hand-tied cinnamon clusters on there. Who's got time for any of this, right?
I'll get my servants right on that.
Bronzed acorns. Oh, please. Oh,
who's bronzing anyone's acorns?
Well, like, good question.
That doesn't sound great, does it?
No. I mean, or maybe it does.
Oh, who knows?
Then it turns to the food, like what you should have on Christmas Day.
Right.
An organic turkey. The vegetables should be parsnips, potatoes, carrots, and red onions only.
Ew.
Yeah. Well put.
Get your prawns out.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, so ridiculous. And then it said, must serve with a homemade pan sauce. Where's the gravy?
Sauce? Well, I see you don't eat regular gravy. You only eat pan gravy, so maybe that's what they mean.
Oh, maybe that's it.
Just give me the
grey
box.
Yeah, good point.
Put it in the microwave.
Then they said your advent calendar should be a renewable one you can use each year and should be filled with handmade chocolates.
Oh, mine's like that, except we're not making chocolate.
What's he putting in it?
Reject Shop Santas.
That right there is perfect.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
I don't know about you, Crevo, but I'm getting very excited for tomorrow night. Because
oh, my God, so close.
Is Tuesday, the 10th of December, which means it is our Not So Silent Night event out at the Hunter Valley Gardens. It is going to be incredible. We get to go and see the Christmas lights spectacular, catch up with our beautiful listeners, families coming along, get to chat with them, give them some food. Speaking of the food, though, we have a catering company on site with us tomorrow night called the Crafty Pip, where their slogan is low and slow with a twist.
Ooh.
So they've got amazing food. You can check them out on their website or through Facebook and Instagram. It's got like pulled pork and beef sliders, desate chicken skewers. It's got also bruschetta by the looks of one of their photos as well.
Oh, how
amazing.
Good. I just pulled it up now. The photos of the food look just so delicious.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, if you've got an event you've got coming up, you're thinking, who am I going to get to cater this? Or can't be bothered cooking for all these people.
Yeah.
Just get the Crafty Pit. They'll sort you out.
Yep, it's a food truck, so they'll come to you.
That's it. Or even smaller ones, they can just do a delivery.
That's
like,
true.
Say you don't need, like, the full food truck experience.
Yeah, that's right.
But you just want the food cooked for you. They can sort you out with that as well.
Yeah.
Friends of the show, thank you for what you've done, and we look forward to sampling your wares tomorrow.
And for the whole event tomorrow night at the Hunter Valley Gardens Christmas Light Spectacular.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
A running theme of my personality on this show and in life is the fact that I'm a snack expert. I'm the snack expert. I love to eat.
Well, and snacks especially, and I salute you for it. You know, whatever your field of knowledge is that you excel in, you should take that torch and run with it.
So you're very supportive of me with that.
100%.
So I love, you know, my chips, I like crackers, even pork crackle, like whatever snack I can you know, have here in the studio, I'm all about it.
And here's the thing, like, if I ever have a snack-based question, I know who to turn to. I go, oh, don't worry, I already know a snackspert. I'll ask Ari.
Yeah, you know, what level of crunch is this versus level of crispiness to that? You know, it's all about that kind of thing, which is great.
Your knowledge is extraordinary.
It is extreme, yeah. Well, the thing is, though, last week, and Crevo, this kind of, I guess, caught you a little bit by surprise.
Yeah, it threw me off.
So I had a little bit of mayo that I had in the fridge. Like, I keep a little bit of mayonnaise here at work in case, like, I want to have, I don't know, nuggets or something like that. So I actually brought in, like, a little bowl.
That was a cup, actually.
A mug. Okay, sure. And I put in, like, a big dollop of mayonnaise so I could dip, like, my CCs or my Doritos in or whatever it was.
Corn chips, yeah. I saw you dipping and I thought, oh, maybe you've got like a, you know, some sort of, I don't know.
Sour cream chili
dip or something like that.
Corn relish, whatever.
So, oh, what sort of dip is that you're dipping into? You said mayonnaise. Went, that's not a dip. That's a condiment. What are you doing? You said, I'll be dipping.
Now, this isn't like I was mixing it with something. Like, for example, at Christmas time.
Pure mayo. And I thought, oh, God, what is this?
Okay, for example, you can make dips with mayo because I've made, like, a mango chutney mayonnaise dip, like, for your prawns and stuff around Christmas time.
I can accept that, absolutely.
But this is just plain Jane out of the tube mayonnaise.
Straight mayo.
Yeah, and I was just dipping it in. Oh, I can't remember now.
Okay.
Yeah. Hellman's or something? I don't know.
Straight mayo is not a dip. I'm telling you right now, it's an absolute no.
Do you eat mayonnaise anyway on a sandwich?
Yeah.
Okay.
As a condiment. That's what a condiment is. Well, that's it.
What about your nuggets?
I never...
Chicken nuggets. So if you order chicken nuggets, say, from McDonald's, and you get aioli sauce, or you can even buy aioli sauce.
Aioli dip,
Aioli dip, whatever. It's still the same thing.
It just tastes
a bit different.
Yeah, but that's what all foods are. They're different things and taste different. that's a ridiculous and flawed argument.
Stop with your logic, please. This is not a logistical show. logic-based show.
If mayonnaise was a dip,
the
picture on the jar would not be a sandwich. It'd be somebody with a corn chip going, a yummy dip. That's not how it works.
Wait, what logo has a sandwich on it?
Look at mayonnaise bottles. They'll have a sandwich on there. Okay.
Pay attention.
This is what we want to do here. 4967-4105. Is straight mayo a dip or a condiment? I'm saying it's a condiment. You shouldn't be dipping with it. That's absurd.
Well, I reckon you should be dipping with it.
Okay, so you're saying it's definitely a dip.
Sure.
4967-4105. Is mayo a dip or a condiment? I'm saying condiment. You're saying dip. 4967-4105. In Rutherford, Trish, mayonnaise, is it a dip or is it a condiment?
No, it's a condiment. I've never, ever used it for a dip.
Yeah, thank you.
That makes me sad.
I've never used it as a dip.
Yeah, sorry but no is a good summary of the situation.
I feel targeted. Okay, let's go to Robbie in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie, can you defend me a little bit here, or do you think it's still just a sauce or a condiment?
Oh, you're one weird little lady.
You always say that about me, Robbie.
So you're team condiment?
Yes, mayo.
Yeah, definitely. Finally, I knew people were smart around our area.
I would like someone to agree with me at least once,
please. Let's see.
All right, Steph in Annanbar, good morning. What are your thoughts?
Good morning. No, sorry, Ari, it's a condiment.
Oh, no! Have you ever dipped anything in mayonnaise ever, Steph?
I am obsessed with mayonnaise, but I cannot do the corn chip thing with the mayonnaise. It just sounds wrong.
Yeah, it sounds and is wrong.
If anyone comes to, like, a picnic with me, you are getting mayonnaise as a dip. There is no corn relish for you.
we'll see how popular that picnic is with that bit of information. A win's a win. I'll take it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So we are coming into the pointy end of the festive season, nearly here, Christmas. But the thing is, on Sunday, next Sunday coming, of course, we've got our family friends slash some of our neighbours' Christmas party up at Harrigan's at Cameron Park, right?
Oh, that's cool.
Which
like
is great.
A family friendmas, that sort of thing.
Yeah, that's a really cool. good idea. Yeah, so we've got that happening on the Sunday evening. It's going to be pretty big, lots of people coming. But I'm like, it's not enough that we're just meeting somewhere. I feel like we have to do a little bit more prepping and planning. So Dad's been a bit sick at the moment, so I don't want him to do any of the party prep.
Sure.
So I'm taking it into my own hands, and I'm thinking, here's what I'm thinking, and I'll get your advice on this.
I'm ready.
Like little gift goodie bags.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, like everyone, including the kids and whatever, they get like a little candy cane, maybe like
a
sticker,
tennis bracelet.
A tennis bracelet? Hell no. No, I'm talking about cheapy stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
yeah, like
nice.
A few lollies, a few chocolates.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
And you can make like kid one and adult ones.
Yeah, like little ornaments or something they can put on their tree to kind of commemorate the Cameron Park Christmas party.
Oh, I love that. That's actually a great idea. Like a kid's birthday lolly bag, but a Christmas version.
Yeah.
Definitely do that. It'll be something, it'll make it more festive.
I think so. Maybe everyone gets like their Santa hats. Maybe I should make that mandatory. Everyone has to wear some form of party hat.
That's a good idea. Or do Christmas crackers and then you can all wear the crowns.
Wait, that's a better idea. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Reject shop I'm going to today.
Done. Sorted.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
Saturday morning, I had that circled in my calendar for ages because this is the day that Kiwanis, this is like the... They support all children's charities.
Great.
Have their real Christmas trees for sale.
Yes.
So they roll up in three or four locations around Newcastle. They're all over the world, actually.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but the Newcastle chapter, if you want, they roll up with a truck, a big truck like you'd see delivering stuff at Woolies or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it's packed full of Christmas trees from out near Bathurst kind of way.
Really? So that's where they're grown?
Yeah, they're grown out there and they drive them up here and then they sell them and it sells so quickly.
Usually. That doesn't surprise me.
So last year I got one, or I think it was last year, and it's $70 and I think around, so it starts at 7 a.m.
Okay.
We got there last time like, I don't know, round 7, and it was maybe half gone already somehow.
Ooh.
Or 7:30, I don't know. Anyway, this time I had to go by myself. I roll up there at 6:30. I was like, I'm going to beat the crowd this time.
Okay.
No dramas. The truck is about 2/3 empty already and there's a line.
Oh.
And I was like, oh my God, if I miss out on a tree, I'm in so much trouble because like this is a must buy.
Yeah, your wife, Emmy, would kill you.
Yeah, she's like, you must get it from there. It's supporting kids' charities. And
but also, I want that real tree, dog.
I want the real tree, exactly. So anyway, I get in the line. Oh, luckily, like for the cash, there was a shorter line. So I was able to sneak a little bit ahead. There's a tip for you, young players, if you're having a go next year.
Yep.
Anyway, I get out the front of the line and honestly, it's mayhem. So what happens is the side of the truck's open and anyone who's paid has this, like, ticket, right?
Oh.
And any tree you see that you like, you just yell, like, that's mine. And if they, like, see that's you, they'll just, like, give it to you. There you go, and you give your ticket and you're done.
Literally first in, best dressed.
Kind of.
First yell, best dressed.
And there's so many, like, seasoned veterans all hanging around.
Oh, they know exactly what they're doing.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. So it's like when, if you ever been to, like, an auction or something and you see those old boys that have, like, been to every auction, they know exactly what they're doing, right? Anyway, so I saw a couple of good ones coming up. Some, like, old ladies beat me to it. Mm-hmm. They had a really good yelling voice and, like, their arm went up so quick, so rapidly.
Wow.
They got the tree and I'm stuck. And then there's some real dog ugly ones that come up that they're, you know, one side of it's missing or it's bent or it's too, like, really wide but not tall at all.
You'd be absolutely peeing your pants.
I'm terrified at this point,
like,
right? Anyway. I saw what I thought were a couple of good ones stacked on top of each other, right?
Right.
And I'm like, they'll be cut from the same little row, maybe.
Smart.
First one comes up, this, like, rich-looking lady got it. She beat me to it. I know she was probably from Merriweather or something.
I was about to say, she and Merriweather mum?
Probably, yeah.
Or a Cook's Hillian?
Yeah, something like that. Her arm shot up so quick. She's like, mine! And I was like, oh, okay, yep, that's yours.
Her freshly manicured nails, hands.
Glinting in the sunlight.
Mine, darling. That is my treat.
Yeah, anyway, the next one went up and it was another good one.
Oh.
My arm shot up so quick with the ticket. I was like, sold! Anyway, I got it down. I was like, whoa, that's a pretty good size, pretty tall.
Okay.
But it does look good, you know, good shape and stuff. I get back to the van. Just fits in, luckily. sent a photo to Emmy, like tree secured, you know. She go and she sent back a message, that looks a bit small.
What?
Like, oh, geez, not the first time I've heard that. now, I've gotten a small Christmas tree before. Anyway, I got it home, right?
Yeah.
And caught my measuring's good. It honestly fit in the room by about 2 centimetres.
Oh, Emmy, what are you worried about?
She's like, could have got it 2 centimetres bigger. Joking. Obviously, she loved it. With the star on top, honestly, it's like kissing the ceiling. It's like literally just touches the top, just.
So I do have a question.
Yeah.
Do you have to do any customization to these trees if they are a little bit too tall, too wide?
I cut off about a few centimetres, literally, the bottom. So that, like, it drinks water better than if you cut, like, recut the base.
Oh, kind of like stems of flowers.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and then you give it a hose off and stuff. Anyway.
Sounds like too much admin for me.
It smells amazing.
Great.
It is absolutely massive, this tree. It just fits in the house.
Yeah.
It just fits in, like, height-wise as well. Emmy's happy with it.
Yes.
So mission accomplished, and I survive another year.
Great.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
I think some football clubs or sporting clubs are getting a little bit too pedantic about their players, about training, just about the general, I guess, production of their clubs, because there's been a collective sigh of disappointment amongst Brisbane locals after their new Broncos coach, the Brisbane Broncos, NRL, if you don't know, which you should, their coach Michael Maguire has now put an end to shirtless training at their Red Hill facility. So you know how, like, you know, if it's a hot day, you know, you're going out to play a sport and you're
taking the rig out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, you're too hot and you want to be able to run around without being, like, having the clingy shirt of, like, sweat involved as well.
And to be honest, like, their shirts, I've seen them. That's like that awful polyester.
It sticks to you.
It's really sticky and you know, they're very, very tight as well.
Yeah.
And they're stuck with that. I can understand wanting to get the rig out.
Yeah, especially.
That's a feeling I have all the time.
Well, we know how hot it gets here in Newcastle, right?
Yeah.
Well, imagine Queensland, okay? The Queensland sun
even hotter.
Is worse. So in the past, this was standard practice for players to get their gear off, and that was fine. Look, it's not inappropriate. I mean, people, like, take their shirts off all the time at the beach, whatever.
Yeah, it's okay.
And, you know, much to the delight of the cameras and the public walking past the training sessions, the Broncos boys, like, you know what? It's a sight to behold.
And it's not even a sun-safe thing, because they can, you know, they can put, you know, rub each other's backs with the sunscreen in the sheds beforehand to make sure everyone's safe, right?
Safe,
yeah. Yeah, that's
Only 9 weeks into the job, the new coach, Maguire, is desperate to ensure that his new team does really well in the coming season.
Yeah.
So he's quoted here saying, "I want a high standard, and it's important that players help drive and create this standard themselves." So, in other words, it's like, put your gear back on because we'll look more professional. It'll make you play better.
I don't agree with that. What about our Knights here? Do they have to have shirts on while training?
Do you know what the rules are? I don't know the rules.
Interesting.
Maybe we need to go down to the Centre of Excellence and
check
just
it
double
out.
Check.
Yeah, make sure.
Just like whenever they have training days, I don't know if it's on a Tuesday, might be a Friday. I don't know.
We just need to see.
We need to see it to believe it.
Yeah, well, that's the only way. Like, as a proper journalist, the only way is to go straight to the source.
Oh, well, that's right. And I will not be happy to see KP or Phoenix Crossland just with their full gear on. I mean, that just sucks.
Yeah. It's not as good, is it?
No.
Definitely not.
UFM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
There was an event meant to be held in Sydney over the weekend. It was meant to be called Raygun the Musical, kind of a satire show performed by an Aussie comedian.
Oh, this is fun.
I thought this was going to be fantastic. I even looked up tickets. I think they were like $10 or something.
Oh, my God, so cheap as
well. Yeah, it was meant to be like on Friday night or something. Well, we were going to bring you this story and discuss it today. However, Raygun the Musical was cancelled after the Australian Olympic breakdancers' lawyers actually threatened legal action. So Ray Gunn's heard about this. She's actioned her lawyers and gone, nah, shut it down or we'll sue you, type of thing.
The more I hear about this Ray Gunn, the more annoyed I am by her.
Look, I think she should have just let it go.
Correct. At the start, of the whole saga, let's call it that. When she got to the Olympics, I was like, yeah, she sucked, but she played the system, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
She got through. She should have embraced her, like, meme status and just enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Instead, she's gotten all serious and all lawyery. Yeah. And that to me just stinks of somebody who, you know, has moved their way through the system in a way that's, you know, not letting other people in fairly. It just feels unfair.
Yeah, I just think Ray Gunn needs to lighten up a little bit. So yeah. This comedian called Steph Broadbridge, her parody, Yes, was meant to go ahead. She was hoping that her musical would turn just as viral as its source, being Ray Gunn herself.
Of course.
With plans to also take this little satire show to Adelaide before then unleashing it through Melbourne, Edinburgh Comedy Festivals, even the Sydney Comedy Festival. So the script was actually meant to contain songs such as You May Be a B-Girl, But You'll Always Be an A-Girl to Me. And also I'm Breaking Down and the intriguing I Would Have Won, But I Pulled a Muscle type of thing. So these would have been the songs.
It's a comedy musical.
Oh,
it's
my God.
Tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
You know, it's small time.
Yeah.
They're not trying to license it to Broadway. Mm-hmm. It was one comedian trying to make a bit of a name for themselves in the same exact same way as Ray Gunn tried to make a name for herself.
Exactly.
So for her cutting this person down, to me, just the more I hear about her, the more I think she stinks.
I know.
I was a fan at the start, and I thought the whole meme kangaroo dance thing was kind of funny, and well done for you for, like, snaking your way into the Olympics.
Well, that was going to be the logo on the poster for the show, was a little kangaroo icon.
I'm off her now. I'm totally off her. She's lost me for that. Why are you trying to sue some small-time comedian who's trying to have a bit of fun?
Yeah, exactly.
Ridiculous.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, Ari, what's on for the rest of your Monday since we're almost done here?
Look, I feel like I need to go and visit my good friend Tanya, who lives across the road from us, and her son Marco, her little baby.
Nice.
Yeah, just go spend some time with them.
Some neighbourly chat, neighbourly hangout.
Oh, look, we're just, we're building our friendship and I love her.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
That's good. Very wholesome.
Yeah, what are you doing today?
Could it do some, like, baby photos, six-month-old baby photos sort of thing.
Very sweet.
So someone coming out and they'll take a few pictures.
Have you done any of your, like, Christmas photos yet? Are you going to do those, like, kind of family portraits?
I thought no, but
okay.
Apparently yes.
Okay. Amy's like, we need to get a photo with Santee now.
Yeah, that's it. So apparently yes. Go to Qatar or something.
Nice.
You know, sit near the Santa in the mall there.
Yeah,
it'll
you
be good.
Gotta. You have to.
Apparently, yes. Apparently, you have to. So that's all ahead.
Lovely.
Should be good. We are almost done. Before we go, though, we've got a giveaway. Wheatus tickets. How cool is this? And we've got tickets all week to go and see them at the Hamilton Station Hotel. Today, going to Emma in Ellalong. We were chasing your most interesting facts. Mm-hmm. This is what Emma had.
My fact is a little weird. Wombat poop is cube-shaped.
Oh, I have heard this.
Really?
Yeah,
now that,
yeah.
That is so interesting. I mean, does that also mean where it exits is also square?
I don't think so.
Well, because apparently their intestines are uniquely shaped so that the construction pattern moulds their poop to cubes.
You've just made some bush dice, have you? Is that what they are? Well done, Emma. Those
so
tickets
good.
Are all yours.
Yeah.
Have a lovely day, everyone, and we'll catch you tomorrow for your Tuesday.
See you then.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au, and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.